Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The 2024 election has already been stolen. We have a top expert who testified to Congress and laid out a lot of key information with us for the next hour. A lot of people have been tuned in wanting to hear this. We were unable to finish our interview yesterday with him because of technical difficulties. Dr. Robert Epstein is our guest. GoogleTripleThreat.com. Doctor, a few stations don't carry this segment, but I don't want to waste your time. Give us a prelude of what's coming up. We'll go to break, join a whole bunch of radio stations, and give you the floor in the next hour. Doctor.
Well, first of all, the link that people should go to is my Google Research .com. That's the probably the one and only link. It's my GoogleResearch.com because that has videos and it has links to my scientific publications and articles I've written. So there's lots of information there about the work that my team and I do, which is unique in the world, all very scientifically rigorous, published in peer-reviewed journals. So it's my GoogleResearch.com. That's also important because the work I'm going to describe to you is very expensive to do. We're doing the one thing we know that will stop these tech companies, that will make them accountable to the public for the first time, that will stop them from manipulating our elections and indoctrinating our children. And we need a lot of financial support to make this happen. We currently have almost 12,000 field agents in all 50 states. They're all registered voters. We pay them a token fee of $25 a month. That's all. But if you take 12,000, and that's, by the way, a small fraction of the people we're going to need so that our data are admissible in court and can be used to stop these companies, 12,000 times $25 a month, do the math, that's about $300,000 a month just in these small amounts that we're paying these wonderful people who are allowing us to monitor real content coming into their computers from the big tech companies. That's the only way to know for sure what they're doing. And we're recording all that information. We are recording information that these tech companies never thought anyone would record. It's what they call internally at Google ephemeral content. So if that phrase, if you've never heard it, write it down, remember it. It's running the world right now, ephemeral content. That's what they call this content that they use to manipulate us and our kids.
So is that like almost subliminal? It's real quick. It leaves it in our mind.
It's almost subliminal. It's content like search results, search suggestions, news feeds. It's content that's generated for all of us on the fly. It's personalized very often, and it affects us. We click on something, and then poof, like a puff of smoke, it disappears. And guess what? It's gone. Oh, thank you so much for putting that up. I love that. It is gone forever, just like a puff of smoke. It disappears forever. And in a 2018, there was a leak of emails from Google to the Wall Street Journal in which Google employees were discussing how they could use, and I quote, ephemeral experiences to change people's views about Trump's travel ban. This phrase, if you've never heard it, is one of the most important phrases you'll ever hear in your whole life. When I saw that in the Wall Street Journal, my head just was spinning because we had been doing research since 2013, very rigorous research, showing the power that online ephemeral experiences have to change people's thinking and behavior and to change their votes. And we were stunned by the results that we were getting. We're still stunned 11 years later, and we're doing more and more of this research, and we're finding all kinds of ways in which Google and other companies are using ephemeral experiences, again, content that's fleeting, disappears in a puff of smoke, is stored nowhere, leaves no paper
trail. Stay right
there.
A lot of people are tuned in right now, like Roger Stone tuned in yesterday, and you had to go because of problems. Everybody, including Roger, watching right now, share it with everybody you know. Tell everybody, tune in to Dr. Epstein. This is stuff they don't want you to know. Straight ahead. Everybody, share the word now. We'll be right back.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Worst nightmare and the Patriots' best friend, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief. Knowledge is power. The people perish for lack of knowledge. All right, the big interview everybody wants to hear. One of the leading experts, behavioral psychologist, on how they're already stealing the 2024 election. Everything he broke years ago was documented to be true. And he joins us right now. Briefly, for new viewers and listeners, tell us your background, who you are. Most folks know who you are in this audience, but recap that. And then let's get into your deep dive investigation. We'll put your website up on screen, your big report, Google Triple Threat, to Democracy, Our Children, and Our Minds, what's really going on. This is the same stuff going into AI. We're so blessed to have you. Doc, you've got the floor.
Thank you, sir. First of all, the website you want to have in mind is mygoogleresearch.com. That'll get you to pretty much everything, including that report that Alex was just so kindly holding up. My background is roughly as follows. I have a PhD from Harvard University in experimental psychology. I was the last doctoral student of one of the most famous psychologists who ever lived, B.F. Skinner. I've published 15 books and more than 350 articles in scientific journals and mainstream publications. I was editor-in-chief of Psychology Today magazine for 4 years and was an editor at Scientific American for, I think, 15 years. So I have lots of credentials. Most of my career I've worked as a professor. And for the last 11-plus years, I've been doing extensive research on new forms of manipulation that the Internet has made possible. I've been a researcher altogether for more than 45 years. The last 11 years have been incredibly intense and a little bit dangerous, frankly. My team and I are the only team in the world that is now focusing on new forms of manipulation that the Internet has made possible. Many of these new techniques are in the hands of just one company, namely Google. And bottom line, this relates to what Alex just said a minute ago, if we don't stop them, and we can stop them, and I need your help to stop them, but if we don't stop them, in the 2024 election, Google alone will be able to shift between 6.4 and 25.5 million votes to one candidate. Now, I happen to lean left myself, so I might even like the candidate that they're shifting votes to, but I don't like the fact that they're undermining democracy, that they are picking our presidents and our senators and our members of Congress and our attorneys general. I don't like that. You shouldn't like that. You shouldn't allow that. And they're also indoctrinating our children on a massive scale. I'm a father of five. I don't like that either. So I'm going to tell you what I want from you. And I shouldn't do that till the end, but I'm going to tell you now, and then I'll repeat it when I'm done giving you all the details here about how I've come to learn what I have learned. What I'm going to need from you, if you can do it, if you have the means, is to sponsor a field agent. We now have just short of 12,000 field agents. These are all registered voters in all 50 states. And these wonderful people, these are real patriots. These people have allowed us to install special software on their computers, and they do all of this in secret, just like the Nielsen families help the Nielsen company to rate television shows. All of our field agents help us to monitor the content that Google and other companies are sending direct to voters, to children. These people have allowed us to install special software in their computers so that we can monitor content on their screens 24 hours a day.
Let's be clear, that's ephemeral, the stuff that's not stored, but is the covert subliminal garbage.
That's right, and I have to emphasize here, because Alex, you're absolutely right, that this word ephemeral is so important because these companies never ever imagine that anyone would be able to capture this kind of content, because by definition, it appears, it just disappears like a puff of smoke. It's gone forever, and there's no record of it. There's no way for authorities to go back and trace it. That's why these companies use this kind of content to manipulate us and our kids, and that is what my team has figured out how to preserve.
And again, I'm not a psychological expert like you, but just to interrupt quickly, I noticed about a year ago, CNN started on its front page headlines that are never true and are 10 times crazier. And when you link to the article, the headline isn't that, and you go back, that headline's gone, but it still creates a perception.
That's correct. That's an excellent example of ephemeral content that has an impact on you. That's called clickbait, and that is ephemeral content that gets you to click on something, gets you to do something, takes you somewhere, and it might take you somewhere that affects how you think about an issue, about a candidate. And then it disappears, and it's gone, and there's no way you can go back in time and trace it. And that's what we have learned how to preserve. And as of this moment in time, we are just a few numbers short of having preserved 48 million ephemeral experiences on Google and other platforms. Now, think about that. Again, these companies never imagined that anyone would preserve any of this kind of content. And we're preserving content, believe me, that they have no idea we're preserving, that they thought would be impossible to preserve. We're doing this through this nationwide panel of people we call field agents, all registered voters, and many of them have allowed us to sign up their children so that we can look at content coming into their children's devices.
That's a whole other area you hit, but I got to say how powerful this is. I see it everywhere. I'm not a computer scientist or psychological expert like you, trained by, you know, the top guy of the century, but I see this where they show it and it disappears. They're hoping no one's recording this. So you've got 12,000 people that know how to screenshot this and how to record this and create logs of it. This is important.
Well, they're not screenshotting it. That's the thing. Our software is passive monitoring software that we developed from scratch starting in 2016. We were urged to do this, challenged to do this by an attorney general of one of the southern states. He was AG of Mississippi at the time, Jim Hood. And we have developed this system. We've strengthened it over the years, and we've been collecting with each election more and more data. We're about to file a complaint with the Federal Election Commission regarding the 2.5 million ephemeral experiences we collected in the days leading up to the 2022 midterm elections. We have overwhelming evidence of extreme political bias sufficient in 2022 to have shifted tens of millions of votes in one direction, probably not a direction you would like. And, you know, we know, for example, in that election, based on our data, that if Google were taken out of that election, had not been interfering with its ephemeral content, then the GOP would now have in the Senate between a 2- and 8-seat majority. What they actually have is a 2-seat minority. So what Google is doing has an impact. In 2020, our data show without any doubt that Google shifted more than 6 million votes to Joe Biden. So if you take Google out of that election, then the popular vote would have been very close, and Trump would have won 11 of the 13 swing states, not 5, which is what he actually won. He would have won 11 of the 13 swing states. You take Google out of the picture, and he would have been reelected as president.
And you have all the data. That's why this is so key. They don't steal it the day of the election like everybody thinks. They steal it just like blocking Hunter Biden investigation. That's a microcosm. They do it by what they show you, what they do, and by this stealth propaganda that disappears like in Mission Impossible. They give them the order, and then the order blows up. So it's gone. But you're saving
it's gone
it.
Forever.
Yeah. Wow.
That's right. We're not only preserving it, we're archiving it, and we've learned how to analyze it faster and faster. And so what we're going to be providing very soon, just a matter of weeks, that was a rig.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
To commit to sponsoring field agents, which is $25 a month. You can go to mygoogleresearch.com. All donations are tax deductible because we're a 501c3 public charity. So it's mygoogleresearch.com. We need tens of thousands of Americans to sponsor these amazing people whom we call our field agents.
No, I totally agree. So, everybody wants to know the Google triple threat, what they're currently doing, everything you said 6-7 years ago in Congress came true. It happened. You were dead on. What are they currently doing? What's happening?
Well, what's happening, in fact, we're monitoring this now in real time because we're collecting massive amounts of data 24 hours a day. So I can give you a glimpse of some of the things that are really happening. First of all, in Google searches, anything that's election related, the content going to people in all 50 states. Now think about that. The content is heavily biased towards Democrats. Now that's in content. They're sending people through search results on Google to people in all 50 states. Now we have on our dashboard, which is at americasdigitalshield.com, we have these two maps side by side. And on one map, you see whether the state is red or blue. And of course, most of the states are red. The other map, you're seeing the political bias in Google content going to people in all 50 states, and every single state is blue. Now that's wrong. That's absolutely dead wrong. That undermines the free and fair election. Let me also point out here that we're talking about shifts in the millions. This isn't like ballot stuffing and ballot harvesting, which here and there makes a difference of a few hundred or maybe thousands of votes. What Google is doing shifts votes by the millions. It also costs them nothing to do these things. For them to send out partisan go vote reminders or partisan register to vote reminders or partisan mail in your ballot reminders costs them zero. So we need your help. We need every one of you to, if you have the means, to sponsor one of our
innovations. We'll talk about that more, but let's get this particular here. You're right. This is election meddling. This is campaign money, but it's digital, and Google's just doing it, so it's off the books.
And yes, it's off the books, except for us, because we're capturing it. We're capturing all this ephemeral content. Now, see those two states side by side, those the maps of those of the 50 states? And you'll see how the reality is that most states are red, but on the right-hand graph, that right-hand picture, you're seeing the political bias that Google is sending out to registered voters in all 50 states, red or blue, doesn't matter to them. They're sending out highly biased content. And we know from experiments we've been running since 2013, these are controlled experiments published in peer-reviewed journals. We know that if you send people biased content in Google search results, that brings them to biased web pages. And if those people are undecided, if their opinions have not been made up, that shifts between 20 and 80% of undecided voters like that, without their awareness that they're being manipulated. So what that comes down to is, in a national election, That means Google, because of what it was doing in 2020, was easily able to shift more than 6 million votes to Joe Biden. It means in 2016, Google easily shifted more than 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton. It means that next year, if we're not running, if we're not operating and we're not getting the word out 24 hours a day about what they're doing, in other words, if we're not shining the light on them next year, they will shift. Google alone will shift between 6.4 and 25.5 million votes in the presidential election. They'll also be affecting all of the senatorial and congressional elections as well. Every election in the country, they will be manipulating, and that will determine who controls Congress. That will determine the governors of our states. The power they have is, in my opinion, it's obscene. It's obscene. I have to use a word like that because it's obscene. No company, no dictator in history has ever had this kind of power, because they're exercising this power not just in the United States. They're exercising this power all over the world. I was just approached a couple of days ago by an official in South Africa begging us to help them set up a monitoring system. I said, no. That's the seventh country, by the way, that's approached us. And I said, no, because in this case, if here's one case, one instance where I actually agree with Donald Trump. No, in this case, it's America first. We have to do this here first. Now, this is a very, very expensive project. Even paying $25 a month for our field agents, since we have now almost 12,000 of them, do the math. That's about $300,000 a month just paying this token amount of money to these wonderful people. So we need a nationwide campaign in which tens of thousands of Americans stand up and commit to sponsoring a field agent, and which is $25 a month.
Well, going back to this, I want to get into what you predicted 7 years ago that all came true, and 3 years ago that came true.
Sure.
We need human intelligence with the program watching it and showing, as they disappear it. They disappear the links. They don't think Congress is going to watch. Congress is still super ignorant, but they're way more awake than they were a few years ago to this going on.
Well, let me just give you some examples here, because one of the papers that we're about to publish, and you can access it at searchsuggestioneffect.com, is about those search suggestions they flash at you when you're typing a search term. We've shown in controlled experiments that those search suggestions can turn a 50-50 split into a 90-10 split with no one having the slightest idea that they have been manipulated. Now, think about that. That's entirely under their control, and they never in a million years imagined that anyone would capture those very rapidly disappearing search suggestions. We're capturing them. In recent months, we've captured more than 21 million search suggestions. And we're finding out all kinds of things about search suggestions that Google lies about. Google lies and claims that in search suggestions, they never include negative suggestions about anybody. And that's not true. They include negative suggestions about people they don't like, about candidates they don't like. For candidates they do like, They suppress the negative suggestions. They show only positive ones. If people click on those, that takes them to web pages that make that candidate look good.
Dr. Epstein, stay there. I want to come back and talk about this, but I'm not a computer expert like you. But I remember just 6, 7, 8 years ago, if I used a Google search for a gas station or a restaurant, wherever I was, in New Jersey, California, Minnesota, Texas, it would show me every restaurant, every gas station. Now you click it, and I'm like, wait, there's a gas station right there and right there and right there, but it doesn't tell you they're there, and you miss the gas station. So it's not just political. If you're not paying them, they don't even tell you that it's there. So we're going to come back and talk about it. It's not just politics, folks. It's everything. So you trust this group, you trust this organization, it's lying to you at every front. The real answer is get rid of Google and don't use it. But it's still got 90+% of global searches. Are there search engines that are good? We'll ask Dr. Epstein straight ahead. Stay with us. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know they're helping Censor, and nothing sold the country out. He won't even help the Pentagon, he'll help the Chinese. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar.
good job shutting up, and I brought a lot of good points up to Dr. Epstein. But, Doc, I'm going to shut up now for the next 25 minutes we have left this hour and just get into what we had happen before, what's happening now, what we can do. You're hosting right now. You've been proven right. They're so arrogant. And it's so incredible. We are literally enthralled. We are captured by these people. Doctor?
Wow. First of all, I have to say that I was just blown away by the footage you just showed. I had no idea. I would have come on your show years ago had I known that you have these strong interests that overlap with my own. I just didn't even know that. So I have to applaud you on your courage for speaking out against Google, because, as you know, when you speak out against Google, you pay a price, and I'm sure you've paid a big price.
Oh, yeah, they totally come after us.
Yeah, and when they come after you, one of the things they do is they demote you, they delete you, and your traffic takes a tremendous hit. They took away 90% of the traffic from Breitbart a few years ago. They can take down anybody, and they do so.
But if humans are aware of it, they can boost us back. And that's why sharing our links, your links, my links are capital. So let's talk about this. What's happening? You documented the election theft. What should Congress do? I'm going to shut up. Just, Doc, everybody tunes in. They want to know the next enemy attack, Google triple threat. A lot of folks are tuning in right now. I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor.
Well, first of all, please help us. Please go to mygoogleresearch.com. It's got links to lots and lots of content, and it has links to where you can make a donation. You can support a field agent for $25 a month. Your gift is fully tax deductible, and we desperately need help. So today, really, I'm launching a campaign on Alex Jones's show, which we're calling Sponsor a Field Agent. We've got to come up with a better name for the campaign, obviously. But anyway, we're starting the campaign literally today, and we need you to help us. We have almost 12,000 field agents. As of tomorrow, we'll break 12,000. In all 50 states, they're politically balanced. We have preserved now almost 48 million ephemeral experiences on Google and other platforms. Ephemeral experiences, that's the fleeting kind of puff of smoke content that they use to manipulate us and our children. They never thought anyone would ever be able to preserve that kind of content, because it normally leaves no paper trail. That's what we've learned how to preserve. I've been studying new forms of manipulation since 2013. Since 2016, I've been building bigger and bigger monitoring systems that preserve this extremely dangerous content. And if you go to americasdigitalshield.com, you can get a glimpse of one of the public dashboards where you will see in real time the biased content that they are sending to all Americans. Partisan go vote reminders, partisan mail in your ballot reminders, you name it, and they do it. Last year, the Republican Party sued Google for diverting tens of millions of emails that the party was trying to send to its constituents, tens of millions of emails diverted by Google into spam boxes. It got thrown out of court almost immediately, partly because they didn't have the data. We have the data. That's the point. These monitoring systems preserve ephemeral content so that you can go to court and finally take on these companies, make these companies accountable to the public. Now, let me just shift over to another kind of manipulation of theirs, which is extremely frightening, and we call it the YouTube manipulation effect. So we have done experiments. They're about to be published. In fact, if you go to YouTubeManipulationEffect.com, you can get a glimpse of a scientific article that 'll be coming out very soon. On YouTube, they control the order of those videos, which videos they're going to suggest. This, they call it their recommender algorithm, and they control which video is going to play next automatically if you do nothing. They have admitted, YouTube, which is part of Google, has admitted that 70% of what people watch on YouTube is suggested by their recommender algorithm. Think about that. That's worldwide. Those videos are extremely, extremely persuasive and powerful. And 70% of the ones people are actually watching are recommended by Google's algorithm. We've shown in controlled experiments that just by manipulating those videos in our experiments, we can easily shift the opinions and the voting preferences of undecided voters by 40% or more, with no one having the slightest idea that they have been manipulated. That's an example of the kind of power this company has. I could go on and on with different areas of research that we've been involved in. But in fact, what I want to do, which is a little odd, I actually want to read you a couple of sentences from a paper of ours that's going to be available on Monday. So this is the first time anyone in the public is ever seeing this. But we have a paper now in which we show, we present controlled experiments in which we show that Google can use its search engine to shift not just voting preferences, but to shift people's thinking about anything. Now, Alex brought this up just a few minutes ago, but Alex was speculating. This is no longer speculation because we are about to publish in one of the top scientific journals in the world a series of controlled experiments which show that Google can shift people's thinking about anything. So I'm just going to read you a couple of sentences from this paper, which we'll make available to you, to Alex's audience on Monday. Couple of sentences here. We are exposing what might be considered a fatal flaw in search engines, namely that even without human intervention, search algorithms will inevitably alter the thinking and behavior of billions of people worldwide on perhaps any topic for which they have not yet formed strong opinions. Now think about that. Think about that power. And they know they have that power, and they have been exercising that power deliberately and strategically for years. This has been confirmed by leaks from the company. This has been confirmed by whistleblowers. This is not my imagination. This is real. Now I'm going to tell you something that might have upset you. If you haven't been a little bit upset already by what I've revealed, I'm going to tell you something that might upset you because it goes more to maybe some beliefs that you currently have. A lot of my conservative friends, and I'm not a conservative myself, but I have a lot of conservative friends now because of the research I do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Organizations around the world, they have worked closely off and on with the Chinese government.
Yeah, you never hear the Chinese complaining about Google or the EU or any of them. They love it. So notice, it's
exactly.
Projection. So, don't be evil. We are pure evil.
Well, they dropped it's so funny because everyone always brings this don't be evil like a slogan up, but they actually officially dropped that slogan a few years ago. So I've created an alternative version of it. I think their current motto is "Don't be evil unless it makes us money." They are the most powerful mind control machine that has ever been invented. They have more power to shift thinking and behavior and attitudes and beliefs and purchases and votes than any company or any dictator has ever had in the history of humankind. They are impacting more than 5 billion people every single day, and they're doing this in a way that involves very, very intense social engineering.
Well, let's talk about that, but are they feeling any heat?
Yeah.
Or are they more arrogant than ever?
Well, they're more arrogant than ever. In fact, one of the leaks from the company is a 8-minute video. If you go to the Selfish Ledger and then put in my name, so put in Dr. Robert Epstein, the Selfish Ledger, that's an 8-minute video made by their Advanced Products Division, which talks about the ability the company has to re-engineer humanity. They call it behavioral sequencing.
Say that again, because I've read that a year ago or so, but I want to see it again. Very slowly, where do we go? What do we type in? I want to put this on screen right now.
Type in the Selfish Ledger.
The Selfish Ledger.
And
that's
right.
Robert
Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to a transcript that I made of this video that has annotations on it. And you'll also get to a link where you can get to a copy of it that they have not been able to take down. And this is an 8-minute video in which they're talking about the ability the company has to re-engineer humanity. They call it behavioral sequencing. And it specifically says, and I'm not kidding you, you just look for yourself if you don't believe me, okay? It specifically says to do this according to Google's values. That's right from this little video, Google's values. That's what we're up against here, and their arrogance knows no bounds. They are so arrogant.
Well, that sounds like you've all known Harari saying that human history's over. You're just animals. Big tech rules you. It's like the Borg. The Borg said we're going to assimilate you. They just said we're getting rid of us. So what are Google's values?
Well, there some people would say that they're progressive left values. Some of those I sympathize with, but I don't sympathize with the idea that a private company that's not accountable to the public, to any public, is in control. So let me just bring you back a few decades to 1961, President Eisenhower's final speech as president. Everyone knows he warned about the rise of a military-industrial complex. But I went back and read the original speech and was shocked to find
he warned of a technological elite in control of it.
He warned of the rise of a technological elite that would someday control public policy without us being aware. And he said we need to be vigilant. And we have not been vigilant. And one of the pieces I just wrote for a book that Hillsdale College published is called The Technological Elite Are Now in Control. And they are. But we can stop them. How do you stop them? You do what Justice Brandeis said 100 years ago. What did he say? He said, sunlight is the best disinfectant. And the other half of that quote, which only I know, is that street lamps are the best policemen. And it's that kind of thinking that has gotten us to develop the world's first nationwide digital shield that will make these companies accountable to the public for the first time ever. Every single breath they take, we will record, analyze, and present to the public as rapidly as we can. If you go to americasdigitalshield.com, you'll get a glimpse of one of the public dashboards that's going to be...
No, I can't wait. We'll have you back again next week. So let's... I'm going to talk to Tucker soon. I'm going to try to get you on the show. But let's just expand on this. When we look at their mindset, they're supporting the war in Ukraine. They're supporting open borders. I don't think they're really liberals. That's their cover. These are people that want an AI takeover of the planet. I've read the Google documents from their founding in 1998. They said, we're building an AI. Well, that's what Schmidt said, to take over the world. So I think that's what we're dealing with.
You know, you're surprising me, Mr. Jones, because I really haven't followed you very closely, and you're surprising me because your insights are really quite true. The fact of the matter is that although liberals in this country think, you know, Google is their toy that helps them, that Google, if you look what they do around the world, they do something different in each country. They do whatever serves them the best and whatever gives them the most power and the most control. In Cuba, for example, they do not support the left. The left are in power. They don't like the people in power. They support the right. And, of course, they work with the Chinese government, helping China to control its own people. They do whatever they want to do. And that's...
So they're very sociopathic.
Well, they're very self-serving, not just in making big bucks, but self-serving in spreading whatever kind of agenda they want to spread. And it's not as if they announce it. There's not a...
And from your research, who makes the decision? Is Sergey Brin and Larry Page still in charge, or is it Schmidt, or is it Sundar? Who's making the decisions?
That's not clear anymore. Remember, those people are still board members, and remember, too, that they hired people over the years that they wanted to work there. They hired people like themselves. 96% of their donations go to Democrats. You know, they have a very strong corporate culture, and that corporate culture is progressive left. But who's really calling the shots country by country? That I don't know. I do know that we have to have monitoring systems in place.
Audrey, what do you make of it? Give us an honest assessment. What do you think of Elon Musk?
Elon Musk is very, very hard to figure out. I think if he knew about what we were doing, if I had any way to reach him, I would do it in a flash. Because I think if he knew what we were doing, which is preserving
data. Well, don't worry. He listens. His people listen every day. So you're talking to Elon Musk right now. So go ahead.
I think he would support us. I think he would support us in a very big way. But it's hard to figure him out. He's a very, unique kind of thinker.
Very eclectic.
Very eclectic, very unique in his thinking, and it's hard to even pin down what his politics are. But he's smart. He is very smart, and forget Elon. The fact is, you're impressing me quite a bit yourself, because what you're showing me that you actually understand these issues. And I've been on dozens and dozens of shows, and sometimes I'm talking to people who just don't get it. And you do. You obviously got it before I ever came on this show. You've obviously understood these issues and the dangers here. You understand them extremely well. That's very rare. Senator Ted Cruz is another person who understands these issues. After I testified before Congress in 2019, by the way, people can watch that at EpsteinTestimony.com. After I testified before Congress in 2019, Senator Cruz invited me to have a private dinner with him in D.C., and so we talked tech for almost 4 hours. The guy really gets it. But I kept saying, so what are you going to do about it? And then we ran into trouble, because he explained to me that the Democrats in this country will do nothing, because at the moment, these companies, Google especially, are helping the Democrats, and they're also donating big time to the Democrats. And he said Republicans don't like regulation. So where does that leave us? That leaves us with monitoring systems, because that...
No, you need five more minutes with us, doctor, because that's the thing. You can call me a libertarian, except the corporations are bigger than government. So libertarians, like, leave corporations alone. They're bigger and more powerful. They are the government. So we need to use government for us against it.
Well, we have to try to get the government on our side, but our government, we have to also admit, is ineffectual, is dysfunctional.
It's like you said, they don't study this. They don't even understand. I remember even 5 years ago when Sundar testified, I was there, they were still asking him, does Google track people? And he lied and said they don't. That's an element. I'm not a tech guy. I just study this. That is elementary lie.
Right before I testified in 2019, an executive from Google was under oath. He was asked by a senator, does Google have blacklists? And he said, no, Senator, we do not. But a blatant lie. A few weeks later, Zach Voorhees comes out of Google with 950 pages of documents, including 3 blacklists, which are actually labeled blacklists. Of course they have blacklists.
Stay right there. Back in 2 minutes with Dr. Epstein.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.